Lecture 2, Defining Modern Jewish History and Thought.
In our last lecture, we tried to present some kind of introduction to the study of Jewish history, and Jewish intellectual history in particular. I want now to focus on the other term which is critical for the study of this course, and that is modern. What do we mean by modern Jewish intellectual history? What do we mean by modern Jewish history in general? What I want to try to do is not to present you a course on Jewish history in the modern era, but to try to focus on some salient points which will help distinguish this era from previous eras. I would suggest that six major developments radically altered the character of Jewish experience in the modern era. Let's see if we can list each one and say a word about each of them. The first, and perhaps the most important, a change in the structure of Jewish communal life. What I mean by that is that in the medieval period, Jews functioned, as we said earlier, corporately. They lived under Jewish law, buttressed by the authority of the monarch or of the prince or of whoever was organizing their lives. In the modern period, that corporate structure seems to disintegrate, to fall apart. With the centralization of the absolute state, all groups that are under the state are dissolved, which potentially threaten the authority of the ruler. In the Middle Ages, it didn't matter to the ruler that the Jews had their own separate corporation, their own separate community. In the period of the nation state, the ruler wants all peoples, including the Jews, to have one allegiance, that allegiance being to the state itself. And therefore, it is no longer in the interest of the ruler to preserve the integrity of this separate Jewish community. With the lack of an official recognition of the Jewish community, the problem of Jewish self-definition arises. If the Jews are no longer to be considered a legal community, then what are they? Are they a kind of church, an ecclesia? Are they a synagogue? Are they a religious association? Are they a voluntary association? And what is the rationale for their own group cohesiveness? If they no longer have to abide by the rules of the state, if they can go off and do their own thing, then how do we define this Jewish identity? The breakdown of the Jewish community, of course, was not a monolithic process. It took centuries until this emerged. And it varied according to different regions. In Western Europe, we have one history. In Eastern Europe, we have another. In North Africa, we have still a third. And clearly, different groups within the Jewish population, poor and rich, educated, non-educated, men and women, all, of course, define their issue in different ways. But nevertheless, at least from the 16th century, particularly when the process of Jews entering into the larger community, when it is no longer necessary to preserve intact this community, the issue becomes, why be Jewish? What does it mean to be Jewish? Is Judaism defined in the same way it was in the past? So the first change has to do with the structure of communal life. A second development, major demographic changes affecting the Jewish community. In the modern era, beginning as early as 1492, we see the emergence of major migrations, major demographic shifts. In the 16th century, Jews move from the west to the east. In the 17th century, they move north, south, east, and west. In the 19th and 20th century, they move primarily from the east, from Eastern Europe, to Western Europe, and eventually to the American shore. Clearly, in this period, we are seeing demographic changes engendered by expulsions, by poverty, by persecution, and even in the case of our more recent history, the threat of mass killing. These demographic shifts have a major impact upon the formation of Jewish culture. This is a mobile community, is an emigre community, a community that is shifting over time and adjusting to new situations and restructuring Jewish life as these Jews move who are on the move. The Jewish community also experiences in this period a remarkable growth, a natural birth growth. That is, particularly in the 19th century, The Jews grow at a more rapid pace than other communities throughout all of Europe. So that during the period of time when we speak about the Middle Ages, we are speaking about a community of several million,